Trump says he called FIFA president over red card against U.S. striker. President Donald Trump said he contacted FIFA president Gianni Infantino after U.S. men's national soccer team striker Folarin Balogun was issued a red card and a one-game suspension during the July 1st World Cup match against Bosnia and Herzegovina. "All I did was ask for a review. I didn't say you have to do this," Trump told reporters during a White House event Monday morning. A FIFA committee, not Infantino, reviewed the referee's decision and overturned it, making Balogun eligible to play in the round of 16 match against Belgium Monday night in Seattle, Trump said. The president added that he had nothing to do with the decision. "I didn't think it was a foul," he said. "It was two great athletes who crashed into each other and got entangled." The United States still won 2-0, playing a man down for the last 26 minutes plus stoppage time. The red card decision, initially prohibiting Balogun from playing in the next match, was highly controversial, resulting in public criticism from U.S. players and coaches and social media outrage from fans. Balogun scored the first goal for the United States in the match and also netted two goals in the first group play match against Paraguay. Traditionally, any player dealt a red card by a referee would serve a one-game suspension by sitting out the very next match the team had scheduled. But FIFA announced on July 5th that, under the rules, Balogun is not required to serve the one-game suspension right away and that it has a year to decide which game Balogun must sit out. The World Soccer governing body cited Article 27 of its disciplinary code, which states its authority to suspend the implementation of a disciplinary measure and subject the sanctioned player to a probationary period of 1 to 4 years. Opponents of FIFA's decision complained that they hadn't heard of the regulation before. The Royal Belgian Football Association has denounced FIFA's decision. "In order to safeguard the legitimate rights of all participating teams and to protect the fundamental principles of fair play in our sport, both at this FIFA World Cup and at future editions of the tournament, the RBFA is investigating all potential options," the association said. FIFA denied Belgium appeal, defended its decision, and rejected any accusation that Trump's call with Infantino had any influence on the governing body decision. Infantino said FIFA's judicial bodies are independent. "They operate autonomously, apply the FIFA disciplinary code, and decide cases based on the applicable regulations and the specific facts before them," Infantino said in a statement shared on X. "Their independence is essential to the credibility and integrity of football, and this must always be respected." He confirmed that he did have a phone call with Trump on the matter and that the two discussed the World Cup regularly. But he said that he told the president that an ongoing legal process was already underway and a decision would be made in due course. "I read the decisions of the FIFA disciplinary committee when they are issued," Infantino added in his statement. "Sometimes I am surprised by them. Sometimes I agree with them, and sometimes I disagree. What I always do, however, is respect those decisions and the autonomy of the bodies that make them. Whether we personally like a decision or not is irrelevant. Respect for independent institutions and the rule of law is what protects the integrity of our competitions and the credibility of FIFA at all times." The starting lineups for the U.S.-Belgium match are yet to be announced. Team USA's coach Mauricio Pochettino celebrated FIFA's decision as a win, not just for the United States, but for the sport as a whole. He told members of the media that he was not involved at all in the decision. Pochettino didn't disclose whether Balogun will be named in the starting lineup. Trump was asked if he had spoken with Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever about the matter. He said he had not, though it would probably be a good idea. The president called the referee's red card decision horrible. "That was not a guy punching somebody in the face or anything. That would be different," Trump said. "If they wouldn't allow a top player to play, I think it would have had a big stain. We have to have our best players, and they have to have their best. If we win or lose, it's fair."